Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. with up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
So how's everyone doing tonight? This is Claude Balls. I'm actually flying solo tonight. Trencher actually had some other business he had to attend to. Namely, he actually has a child now, so apparently that means more responsibility. Changing diapers two or three times a week, things like that. So, you know, nothing but respect for him for that, because after all, he's got his stuff that he has to take care of. So I am going to go ahead and do the entire show by myself tonight. And it's going to be a very special Spankwagon, of course. It's actually the first time we've ever done this, save for, actually, technically, the very first show. And that was the one where we actually had our viewer interruption. And I couldn't operate the slide bars back then. But I assure you, I am in control of everything now. So, what we're going to do tonight is, being that this is going to be, like I say, a unique show, it's going to be another show, not show, kind of, sort of, but this time, Trench is gone, and I am here. What we're going to do tonight is I want to put together a little bit of a music show for you, and we'll cover some news. I'll see about doing some mad props for you guys, too. And mainly tonight, I'm going to go ahead, I want to play some music for you. Something very interesting I always thought was, what kind of music do you listen to? When you're driving and you're out on the road, what do you listen to yourself? Me personally, if it's, you know, if I want to drive slow and be kind of mellow, you know, I typically put on, like, you know, the station here in Vegas, KJUL, which is literally like old jazz and, you know, stuff that, you know, people who have older faces than cash listen to. And I mean by money on that one, you know, Sinatra, things like that. But I also like to drive fast, as everyone knows. And there are many, many songs that I just absolutely love to listen to, specifically to drive fast. One of those songs is coming up right now. I'm going to play this for you guys. And this is one of the things that makes me drive fast. Going to start off the list tonight. This is going to be Audio Slave, Show Me How to Live. Coming up now on Spankwagon Radio. I'd like to remind everyone, you can go ahead and catch our website, Spankwagon Radio, at spankwagon.net. And if you're listening to us directly or through any one of our affiliates, rest assured we greatly do appreciate you, even if Trencher's not here. I'll speak for both of us on that because I know it's true. Anyhow, we'll go ahead, we'll get to the music right now. Spankwagon Radio at spankwagon.net, and this is Audio Slave. Okay, that was Audioslave, Show Me How to Live, one of my favorite songs, especially because it's from the video for it. It's actually excerpts from the movie Vanishing Point for the video clips. Kind of like when Weezer did like the whole thing, you know, with the technology for Forrest Gump, you know. Weezer did that cool video where they were like, you know, in Happy Days. Audioslave actually went ahead and put the video together where they were, you know, in the movie Vanishing Point from 1971. And I really love that movie, and I actually have a factory-authorized copy of the soundtrack on CD. And I have it in my car. I love listening to it. And there's a lot of good songs on there, but I figured the only one that I could really go ahead and use to culminate together to be one song would be if I had to choose that one right there. And I really dig that song. I just, like I say, I can't get enough of it. Really enjoy it. Another song we're going to come up with right now is going to be R.E.M.'s Orange Crush. Great song, in my opinion. Has actually a really deep meaning to it. Like I say, another song that I really dig a lot. Let's go ahead and let's see if we can go ahead and kick that out for you right now. R.E.M.'s Orange Crush. Yet another song that inspires me to drive fast and break the law.
My spine, I've got my orange crush.
Follow me, don't
Okay, that was R.E.M. with Orange Crush. Great song, fantastic song. I love it. It's, you know, it's actually about the Vietnam War, specifically a protest against people who were sprayed with Orange Crush. Kind of a nickname that R.E.M. gave it, but Agent Orange, a herbicide mixed with a diesel fluid and a whole bunch of other shit. Look it up online.
Sounds tasty.
It does. With me in the studio, actually, is special guest Flying J. Flying J, say hi.
Hi.
Excellent. So how have you been, Flying J?
Let's see. Day to day in the slow, painful quandary that is my life.
That's pretty deep, man.
Yeah, and I think... Someone's buzzing you already.
Yes, they are. It's pretty intense.
But, you know, suicide?
You really been thinking about suicide?
No, that's too good for me. See, I'm destined to live out the rest of my shitty existence withering away on this hellhole we call planet. And then I'll die. And then that's not good enough. Then I'll date the devil. And the devil will break my heart, too.
That's pretty intense. So I take it things didn't work out with your wife.
Didn't work out. Well, if you call her seeing Italian sausage...
Italian sausage. Well, that's pretty intense right there. Oh, wow. It sounds like we have a caller. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Not too bad. Guess what? It's Trench.
Yes. We don't have a cheer, but like a yay.
Yay.
Can I get a little more feeling?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Darling, thank you for calling in.
Oh, yeah. Shut
you're so fabulous. I switched to the other team, by the way.
I kind of thought that after seeing you on the camera there.
Yes.
Well, all I saw was your head going up and below the desk. I don't know what that was all about.
Well, you know, it's all about the favors, my friend. The more favors you give, the more friends you make.
I see. You know, I can barely hear you guys.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. That's because
how's that?
Claude's working the board.
Yeah, that's better.
Ah, there we go. Yes, that's right. It's Claude's first night out in 5 years.
Yeah, 5 years of doing, almost 5 years of doing the show. And this is the first weekend or first show you've ever done on your own without me there.
That's correct. That's correct. And it's doing very well. I'm wondering why I keep you around.
But he's not
alive. You wonder why you keep me around. Can I buy you a watch and ask you that question later?
Step into my office.
Can you buy me a watch and ask me that question later?
Well, what time did you walk into that studio, Claude?
I don't remember. I don't have to pay attention to time all the time. You know what I mean?
He was there before me.
You don't have to pay attention to time.
That came out totally wrong, actually. I said I don't pay attention to time
exactly
all the time.
That's exactly it. You don't have to pay attention to time.
Yes. But I came here, and the show is in full swing.
Awesome stuff.
Everyone enjoys it right now. The chat room is praising me. Oh, that's just the server saying I'm here. Anyhow. So how are you, Trench? How's everything going? I hear your wife left you. She's in Reno for a meeting.
No, not quite like that. She actually had to go to Reno, Nevada for some business. So it's me and the little man all weekend long. Just going to try to make it through the weekend, because while this is your first big show, this is the first time I've had to take care of Kenny for more than a day.
And Kenny is your son.
Kenny is my son.
Yes, yes, that's right. Trencher bred.
Yes.
Wow. For those who do not know.
Scary
enough
as it is.
Does he have really long curly hair and play an alto sax? No.
How about it, Trench?
What?
Flying J wants to know, does your child have really long hair and play the alto sax?
No, he does not.
Oh, just checking.
He's got a long way to go. But he has this bald spot right in the middle of the back of his head.
Oh, he's getting a head start on his old man.
Jay, talk into the microphone.
My mouth, I'm like fucking giving it a fellatio right now, okay?
Here. Fine, more gain.
Yeah, thanks. Can you hear me now?
Thank you. You've turned Spankwagon into a Verizon commercial.
Yeah, well, fuck you too. Oh, yeah, and by the way, after all that little diatribe that I had, I do have some good news.
What's that?
I did save a bunch of money on my car insurance.
Oh, fuck. That's great. So, yeah. Welcome to the Sellout Show.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah, brought to you by...
whoever has the most money.
I don't know if it's who has the most money, but... I just want to say good luck there, Claude, and I'll be tuning in and hanging out in the chat room.
Of course.
Of course, I got to do it to make sure everybody gets it right here. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Of course, only available at spankwagon.net.
Your fine syndicator. Not available
Don't
forget our syndicator.
Available at many, many fine places.
There you go. Fine.
Such as Florida and Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
There you go.
I've got to go up there. I was kind of near there in Ohio. I mean, near as in northern, far north than here. But I had my own adventure, actually, yesterday.
Well, I got to go because Little Man's definitely telling me he needs some attention.
I can hear him squealing in the background.
Yep. So I got to go, guys. I'll talk to you later.
Hey, all right. Trench?
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you too, man.
Thanks.
Wow, what a touching moment right there between the both of you. Thanks, Trench. Talk to you later.
Later.
Later. What a touching moment right there. You proclaimed your friendship for Trench.
No, not friendship. I'm deep, hot, passionate love for Trench.
Ah.
Hey, man.
I know you're a lonely guy and everything, but...
Don't fucking play that Akon song or I'll shoot you right here.
Lonely. You don't like Akon? What's wrong with Akon?
He's A-corny. That's what
A-corny. You seriously don't like that? I heard that on the radio last night, and I was kind of grooving around in my own little world.
That's because you're white and you don't know any better.
I'm white and I don't... So you're saying Akon is white people's music?
No, I'm saying white people like the cleverness of the Lonely Hook.
Okay? The cleverness?
Yes. Like, wow, that is something else. Wow, lonely. I am so lonely. Holy crap, man. That's money right there. That is money. You know, let's listen to that shit a little bit more.
Okay.
Come on, kill that shit, Akon. We're ruthless hardcore. Oh, no.
All right, for anybody who doesn't know, let's play this song in question.
Why do you torture me? Don't you think I don't have enough as it is?
Okay, now this is the song, everybody. This is Lonely by Akon. Now this is Lonely. And you're saying this is soul for white people.
Indeed. Hate to love, love to hate. Yeah. Once upon a time, I met a chick. Didn't have a dick, but a bologna stick. Her name was Manny, and she fucked my world up.
Wow.
Freestyle J. There you go.
Freestyle J. So, yes, if anybody's curious, Jay's wife is available. Do you have a phone number?
No, actually, she's not available because she's currently taking dick now. No, I guess she could take dick applications.
She's taking dick applications. What are the prerequisites?
You must not be Justin Ayers.
That's it.
Yeah, or a.k.a. Flying Jay.
That's tragic, man.
Yeah, no, it's not tragic because if there's any virgins out there that hasn't had the cherry pop yet, look, there's a gorgeous redhead that would love to do it.
Your ex-wife.
The soulless bitch that took my heart, yes.
So is she going back to her maiden name?
You know what, if she does, cool. But you know what, she hates her dad too, so it's a toss-up. It'll probably be a flip of the coin. She'll probably change it to some unpronounceable symbol like Prince. You know.
Mandy.
Basically the symbol's going to be a foot kicking some testicles.
A foot kicking some testicles,
yeah.
Man.
No, or a picture of me like this.
With a confused look on your face.
Yeah, with a perplexed look on my face, like, oh, shit.
That's really tragic, man.
Word, there, Trench.
Just let it flow, man. Let the anger flow out of your heart, man.
Flow out of my heart? Let me think. Flow ooze out of every orifice of my body, you know. It's anger, shit, snot, booger... Tears, sweat, jizz. Yeah, there's a lot of anger coming out of everything, okay?
Your jism right now is angry.
Man, I am a bukkake of angst.
Bukkake of angst.
That's right.
Congratulations. I think you somehow named the show for tonight.
Name the show, Bukkake of Angst by Flying J. Dun, dun, dun.
Skeet, skeet, skeet.
Yeah!
Wow, that's really tragic. But thank you for sharing it. Our listeners enjoy it. It makes them feel better about themselves.
Yeah, it makes them feel better about themselves, you know. I mean, let me think here. I am so fucked up and twisted right now, I can't even talk to a bitch without going, my Mandy, she left me. So fucking depressing.
It is tragic indeed.
You know, my pickup line is, hi, you want free cable?
That's your pickup line?
You bet your ass. Yes, it has, actually, sadly enough.
You want me to play a happier song for you? All right. Let's play something Flying J will completely dig right here.
And you went home and masturbated.
Bust it, Jay.
can't remember the words.
You can't remember the words.
I can't remember the words. I used to sing this thing verbatim. I can do the Humpty Dance.
You do the Humpty Dance.
Yeah. Oh, you have that.
Can you sing the chorus?
Yes. I believe in a thing called love. Yeah. Yeah. I don't believe in a thing called love right now.
But you can sing this song. Would you?
Have
would
you heard me sing this song?
No, I've not. Let's hold on.
Christ. Are you going to put me on a spot right now?
Yeah, I'd like to.
Kill that shit. Kill that shit.
All right, here we go. This is Flying J's mad karaoke
style. I can't
style.
Right now, man.
Do it, man.
It's going to sound terrible.
Yes, no, it won't, man.
Yeah, it will.
No, it won't.
Okay, only like three people told me.
Close your eyes, man.
God damn, I love this song. All right, pump that shit. Can't explain all the feelings that you're making me feel. I sound like shit.
You sound great, dude. Come on, go.
Your heart's in overdrive and you're behind the steering wheel.
Right on, man. Right on.
Right. Touching you. Touching me. Touching you. For the touch of you.
Right on, dude.
I believe in a thing called love. Just listen to the rhythm of my heart. We can rock until the sun goes down. I believe in a thing called love.
That's right. That's great, dude. Fucking fantastic, man. Flying J, dude.
And fuck you for making these poor bastards listen to it. The dogs are like, oh my god. Alright. I've had enough.
You've had enough of this song. Enough.
If I had any chance of ever getting with another woman, it died in the last 30 seconds, okay?
Nah, chicks like dudes that can sing, man.
That was not singing.
Yes, it is.
Bullshit. No.
Do it again. Audition for the ladies.
Fuck you. You do it.
I never...
No, do it. Do it. Come on, you're on.
I don't know the lyric, but don't, seriously.
I believe in a thing called love. Just the rhythm of my heart. There's a chance we can make it now. We can rock until the sun goes down. I believe in a thing called love.
See, I just don't know the lyrics. That's why I couldn't fucking fully do it.
Guitar!
I didn't see it coming anywhere, man. Right on, dude. Yeah. You are a rocker. You rock out,
that's
man.
That's the only song I rock to.
That's the only song you rock to.
Yeah. Okay, and Danzig, you know. I love that. I love Mother. Yeah.
I can't understand the lyrics to Mother, dude.
Mother, tell your children not to go my way. Tell your children not to bring the teacher an apple.
Okay. We should do that, man. We should go ahead and like go down to like the karaoke bar, man.
I have a song.
And sing Mother like, you know, like an uptight white guy.
I do have a song on me that's called The Breakup Song.
So, the breakup song.
Oh, the song for the dump. Because, you know, me being Flying J has been dumped.
You've been dumped. Now, did you want to play that? Because I understood you bring this.
Indeed, I did.
Okay, let's bust that shit out.
This one's going to go out to Manny, wherever you are and whoever you're with right now.
And by with, you mean inside of her.
Yeah, if you want to put it that fucking crudely, you heartless bastard. Oh, no, I got to find it.
You got to find it. No, I don't have a pair of headsets around here. Hold on, yeah, here we go. Just use your headsets right there. In the meantime, I'll keep everyone ready. You know what? I'll go ahead. I'll cut to another song right now. You know what? Let's go ahead. Let's play a really cool-ass song right here. This is a song right here that it's a classic. It's an oldie where I come from. It's one I really dig right here, and this is a bitchin', absolutely fucking killer song to drive to right here. And everybody out there, you are absolutely gonna love it. It'll be kind of a surprise for you, but you'll recognize it instantly. I don't want to give it away. Spankwagon Radio, available at spankwagon.net. Go ahead, if you have an opinion later on, too, go ahead and give us a call at 1-866-LV-ROCKS, local Las Vegas, 383-8120. Spankwagon will be right back. All right, and that was KMFDM with Juke Joint Jezebel.
Kari's
Kari
requested
asks,
some Japanese musical junk. I do have somewhere some of the pillows.
Yeah, I got some 5, 6, 7, 8s. As far as the stuff that you sent me right there, the only thing I have left over is the depression stuff, like Sailor Moon's Suicide Song. I do have that. Now, Flying J, you have something very interesting you'd like to play for us.
Yeah, we couldn't find a song for the dump, but, you know, I do really like this version of Front by an Irish singer by the name of Jamie Callum.
An Irish singer. As in Ireland, you know, some... Yeah. Oops, wrong button. Okay, you know, let's play that right now because you seem to be pretty into that. So let's go ahead and hear that.
What the hell?
it's broken.
I fix it. Now, some of you guys might recognize this song by an individual by the name of Pharrell, who's a hip-hop producer that works with the Neptunes, or is part of the Neptunes, also known as Nerd. Okay.
Nerd.
Yeah, so there's a lot faster hip-hoppy version of this.
But this is one of your depression songs you've been listening to.
Yeah.
Because not too long ago we were talking about, well, everyone here, and I did my list of depression songs here. Your MP3 player doesn't like me.
It does not like you.
Apparently not, no. Diggable song. I mean, I could like sit around and drink cheap wine to this.
Yeah, just have some cognac and a cigar. Oh, fuck, I don't know.
Wow, thank you, Trencher. We're getting harassed by...
Okay, let's kill it.
...my angry, bitter... former co-host Trench. Well, not former. I mean, he'll be back, but we just don't know when.
Yeah, right.
Now he'll be back, dude. We know his wife's coming home. You see.
You know, was that a dig? I think that was a fucking dig.
No, it was not a
kiss
dig.
Kiss my ass. Kiss
it was
my ass.
Not a
plug.
Dig. I was going to say, Trencher has a hostage, his son.
Hostage, right. Oh, his wife's coming home. Okay, why? Let me go ahead and just take the cyanide caplet right fucking now.
I'm sorry if I meant it that way. That was pretty mean, I guess, but. Yeah. Hold on, I gotta stop laughing. All right, gotta be serious.
Yeah, be serious. It's a laughing matter. You know what? I'm gonna buy you a mail order bride, make you fall in love with her, and then watch her leave you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do I look like I'm gonna buy land in Thailand? Do I look like a coworker?
You should have done it. He's just a boy.
Shouldn't done that. It's a boy.
Just a boy.
We ought to had fun sometime.
Be funny if your wife did end up with like some Sling Blade looking motherfucker.
Dude, this guy looks like one of fucking Jerry's kids, except he got out of prison.
You serious?
No, I'm serious, man. Look, okay, I'm fucking 6'2", and you know, up until recently, I walked around 200 plus pounds. Okay,
right, right.
This cat has to be not even 5'8". He has to be like 5'6", 5'7".
Fuck.
Okay,
that's not tall at all.
Yeah, and about 135 pounds soaking wet. Okay, that's the reason why he has to compensate for maybe lack of dick and lack of size. Okay, with a bunch of motherfucking skin art, you know. I mean, Jesus Christ, man. I mean, you know, if I knew that she wanted fucking circus midgets with attitudes, I fucking would have cut my legs off and got cartoon on my back.
That's pretty fucking intense, man.
Intense? Yeah, it's not. That's not the half of it.
Now, you said he's Italian. Does he have an accent?
Man, he looks like fucking a Father Guido Sarducci and shit, man.
Your wife's dating Father Guido Sarducci's
yeah,
midget
seriously.
Brother from prison.
Yeah, what the fuck is that shit, man?
Does he have the glasses, too?
No, but god damn it, he looks like every motherfucking slick, greasy motherfucking... I don't know, Italian paisan that I've ever seen, man. Looks like a used car salesman and a motherfucking... I don't know. I can't describe it, okay?
So you believe he's sleazy?
Yeah, he's sleazy. And my wife wants to bring my kids around that.
Whew.
Yeah, you know, oh, Jesus Christ, man. If I could just...
That's pretty intense.
More murder, yeah.
Did you have a photo of this guy?
She had a photo.
She had a photo.
Let me see it just so she could just rip my heart out a little bit more and stomp on. Yeah, I was over at the Mediterranean Cafe, a fine eating establishment in the Las Vegas Valley, the one on Flamingo and Maryland Parkway.
Okay.
Okay. And, you know,
sure.
I'm enjoying my gyro and my jasmine flavored iced tea. You know,
all right.
And,
sure.
You know, and she says, you know, do you want to see him? And of course, part of me says, fuck no. Okay. But then the other half goes, hey, hell yeah, I want to see what the fuck you left me for. Okay.
Yeah.
Or you're not coming back to me for. And of course, she shows me the picture, and I see this guy fucking kissing my wife on the cheek. Okay. Now, you know that part in Kill Bill when every time she sees somebody that she has to off, you know, yeah, go ahead, da-da-da, you know. Well, anyways, my eyes go red, the back of me goes red, and I get flushed, you know, completely with hot sauce, okay, running through my veins. And my first instinct is throw the fucking gyro at her face, okay. But I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. You know,
it's pretty intense.
Yeah. So I mean, I felt like you know, doing the Danza slap, but you know. I wasn't ready for that yet.
So you saw this guy and you're all like, you know,
Jesus Christ, man. Thank you. That's exactly. I'm staring intensely at the picture. Okay. Here's me. And that's the way it went.
That's pretty intense, man.
As I'm trying to stifle my emotions, my hands are shaking as I'm taking sips from my iced tea and pondering, throwing the rest of my gyro away. You know, I take a look at Mandy with puppy dog eyes, and I go, why you show me? Why did you show me this?
And immediately you start thinking about the guy again.
And I start thinking about it, and I go, are you? Yeah. Yes. I'm looking at my fork. I'm looking at my butter knife. Looking at little bits of instruments of destruction, you know, to destroy anything. I figured if the waiter asked me one more time if I was okay, I was going to stab his throat with one of the two forks provided for me.
So apparently you were a bit visibly shaken.
I was visibly shaken and everybody saw it. No, I wasn't just visibly shaken. I was physically shaken. I was quaking. Okay, I was just, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, the type of anger I felt at that particular moment, I can't describe, you know. I mean, a flush of emotion, you know, a random thought of wanting to inflict some violence on somebody. You know, and that's not me, you know. Everybody knows I'm a happy-go-lucky guy that, you know, for the most part, just wants to have a good time.
Right. But she had to be vicious.
It was very cruel. And then she had the nerve to say, hey, thanks for lunch.
That's pretty intense, man.
Yeah.
You paid?
Of course I paid. I'm a man.
But you're not her man.
No, but I am a man. And a man, irregardless of their circumstance or situation, will pay for lunch or dinner when they're with the opposite sex.
That's not true, man.
Well, it's polite.
It's not polite, man. I'm telling you, that is conditioning by people, by feminists. Like
Smoothie said, we sound different.
I don't know. It's probably because I sound like Trench, and maybe perhaps you sound like me.
Flying J.
Flying J, yes. Yeah, Flying J sounds like me because we're in the different chairs than we normally are. And, of course, not quite near my laptop, so I can't be on the ball with the music all the time. But we're going to see what we can do. That's pretty intense, man.
Yeah, it got pretty intense, you know. I mean, the whole blood-boiling thing and, you know. But, hey.
But you're doing okay now.
No, I'm not.
No, you're not.
I'm far away from okay. I'm pretty, yeah, as what's his name? Marcellus says after he got butt-fucked, he goes, I'm pretty fucking far from okay. You know, I mean, that's, you know, I'm Ving Rhames with a bleeding asshole right now. Okay?
That's a very interesting visual.
Yeah.
So, in case she's listening, would you like to say anything to your ex-wife? Soon to be.
No.
Okay, well, you know what? That's what you need to do. Just move on, man. Speaking of moving on right here, we got another request in. I believe it was from Vert inside of the chat room. Talking about music, stuff that you listen to that makes you want to go ahead and, you know, drive faster. Stuff you'd listen to on a road trip and stuff you want to listen to make you go faster. Get where you're going quicker. You know, anything you like to listen to driving down the highway. We got a request from Vert, and we're going to have to play that now. This is Steppenwolf, and I agree, this is a great driving song right here. Steppenwolf. Yeah, as they said in the chat room there, Toe, it's almost cliche, though, you know, as a driving song. Yeah, that is true. It is kind of cliche, but still, you know, not only does it have that highway vibe, you know, you're backed by Easy Rider, okay? You know, when you're going out there, man, and, you know, you're like Captain America and shit on the open highway, dude. You know, you kind of picture yourself doing that still. And that's what makes it a cool driving song. So if you've got a distance to go or something like that, even if you've got some ugly-ass barren land like Baker, California, as your landscape to have to look at.
I love Baker.
It's an ugly place.
Just Baker.
Baker's fucking nasty.
They had the world's tallest thermometer.
It's not a thermometer. It's a fucking neon sign.
It's a thermometer.
My ass.
I will stick it up the world's largest ass.
Okay, hold on. Trench and I have had this argument before, and unfortunately, Trench is not here in person to argue. And if you have something to say to this, please, by all means, 1-866-LV-ROCKS or Las Vegas local, area code 702-383-8120. Now, I don't consider Baker to have the world's largest thermometer, because a thermometer to me means something such as, you know, mercury or something like that. All to me it is a fucking neon sign with a digital display at the top.
Okay, so you don't consider one of those thermometers that check, digital thermometers that you stick in your ear, a thermometer?
That's a good point.
Yeah. I think by definition a thermometer is something that accurately takes the temperature.
That's true, but you know what? I suppose we could argue this for argument's sake and pitch a bitch about, you know, perhaps it's the world's largest thermometer display. Because it doesn't matter if you have a digital thermometer in your ear.
So you're saying that there's a thermometer behind a thermometer.
Yes, there is. All you see is just a sign that displays what something else takes a reading of.
It's hot, bitch.
Yes, that literally when you go through there and it says like 120 outside. Yes.
Hope you don't break down, fuckhead.
Yeah, that's what should be there, literally. Akari says it's a huge numerical phallus.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, here's a scientific question for you guys out there. Do you know what the difference between an oral and a rectal thermometer is?
One goes in the mouth, the other one goes up the ass.
No, there's something more than that right there. Do you know what the difference between an oral and a rectal thermometer is? This is some interesting stuff.
One vibrates.
No. Some interesting stuff that you might bring up in a conversation. The difference between an oral and a rectal thermometer.
Okay, why don't you enlighten me?
The taste.
Yeah. That was just terrible.
Big build up. Everybody thinks they're going to get educated and shit.
Right.
The taste.
Well,
nutty.
Imagine that there's a distinct taste if it was you before.
Anyhow. Is there any? What kind of songs do you like to listen when you drive?
Wow, you know, I'm not hardcore, so...
You're not hardcore.
No, and lately I've been listening to a lot of country.
Like what?
Brad Paisley.
Don't know him.
Toby Keith.
Toby Keith, the man who says America should put a boot in everyone's ass?
Fuck yeah, man, and God bless him for that.
Really, you think so?
Put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Hell yeah.
And you're from Texas, so you go the extra mile. You believe in stomping mud holes in
stomping
people's asses.
Stomping mud holes with shit kickers. Driving trucks with gun racks.
Well, I have a question. Why don't you take that, you could start going to, like, Larry's Hideaway, you know? Mm-hmm. To, like, the sawdust joints.
I did go and frequent Jilly's last weekend.
Really?
A honky-tonk bar. You know, it's kind of bad because I have a strong desire to wear a cowboy hat, but since I am very Latino-looking, okay... I wear a cowboy hat, I'll look like I just swam across the border.
No.
Yes, I would.
No.
Yes, I would.
You look Tejano.
Exactly. Tejano. Hey, Holmes, want to go, go to the Cave Rodita, you know? I mean, Mexican breakdancing. You know, like, nah, fuck.
Mexican breakdancing.
That's what Cave Rodita means.
Show me.
Look, it's not the traditional breakdancing, okay? It's a dance that you do with a partner.
So nobody gets on the floor and does, like, the tequila worm.
No, but at the end of the song, you take your dance partner and lean her over your knee, and that is called breaking.
That sounds more like the Lambada, the forbidden dance.
You have to break your hyena.
Break your hyena.
Remember, Gomez is coming with his taco supreme.
Yes, more Jack Chick arguments right there. Jack Chick, a fine comic book artist, even if he doesn't draw it himself. At least you can say that.
Yeah, but he inspires me every day.
Have you been reading a lot of Jack Chick tracks since your wife left?
No.
Does it make you... Do you take comfort in knowing that because she broke sacred law that your wife will be thrown hell of a far into the lake of fire?
No, I don't want that for her. You know, the sad part about it is, I mean, as bad and as evil and as pissed off as I am about her... It's not her that I hate, it's what she's done to me that I hate. So I'm able to separate that. I still love the woman, but I still wish her well. However, you know, if anything bad happens to her, I'd probably say she got what she deserved.
More than likely.
Do I wish
anything
bad?
Karma. It's called karma.
Yeah, you know.
Of course you don't wish anything bad because you don't want to have to face the possible restitution of what you did in the karmatic sense of the universe.
Right, because, you know... Let me level with you guys a little bit. I've had my fun with another woman during my marriage, and she will remain nameless. Okay, however, I do believe karma is a motherfucker. You know what? I'm a guy who doesn't believe in the boogeyman. I think horoscope is just a bunch of hooey. I draw obscene pictures on the Chinese zodiac placemats at the Chinese restaurants. You know, I don't believe in that shit. However, I got my ass kicked by karma in the last 3 months.
I don't think that karma came back and bit you back. I think it was a whore of a redhead that did this to you, not karma.
Yeah, but...
But you know what? In the sense that you're going to meet everybody new, here's a good song for you that you're going to really dig on. I like this. As a matter of fact, this is off the Top Gun soundtrack, which is chock full of actually some pretty cool driving songs, although some are kind of hokey. I mean, you know, it's like, Danger Zone. But this is a good one right here. You'll probably take a little comfort in this one right here. This is Miami Sound Machine with Hot Summer Nights.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Okay, and we're back. All right. We always have to pay the bills. And, of course, we heard the song Hot Summer Nights by Gloria Estefan. She's Cubano. When she was with her main band, Miami Sound Machine. Now, Akari says, I used to own this soundtrack on cassette, and I don't remember this song. Yes, it is on the album. Actually, I know for a fact because I owned it myself, and I actually, when I lost it, I had to rip it from Trencher's collection. Yes, it is actually on the soundtrack, and if you're curious as to where in the movie it is, when Maverick and Goose are all decked out in their uniforms and they go into the club, this song is actually playing in the background. So yes, it is a part of the soundtrack right there. I can tell you where in the movie to hear it, and yes, I assure you that it is indeed on the album.
Yeah, I spent some time today at Nellis. So,
really? You're up at the Air Force Base?
Yeah, I got my hair cut at the base barbershop.
Ah. Pretty sharp. Huh. Yeah, you look very...
Militaristic. Yeah, and also...
Militaristic.
Did you notice I had an accident with my trimmers?
Holy shit. Folks, for the first time ever, Flying J has no goatee.
Or mustache.
Or mustache. You have a chin.
No, you do. No, I don't.
Turn to the side. Profile. Can you do me a favor? Mm. Go and stand in front of the camera and show everybody. Because we're going to settle this argument once and for all. You do. Go ahead, look in front of the camera over there.
Let's see. Go ahead. Use this camera right here, actually. Yeah, it's a little brighter there. Let's see if we can do that. Can we see? All right, then I guess not. No, I guess we can't see it. Let's see. Do we have one right there? Yeah, there we go. Try that camera right there. In front of you on the wall. No, right there on the wall. Next to the dartboard. There we go. Go ahead. Now keep that pose for about a minute so we can go ahead and give the camera time to refresh right there. Now, for a long time, you've actually argued that you do not have a... No, don't hide the chin. Just act normal. See? You haven't... See, you're pouting your lip up right there to try to hide it. Hold your mouth open. There you go. No, not that wide. Jesus, you're not a mouth breather. See, you have a chin. Okay, everyone in the chat room, go ahead. If you don't think Flying J has a chin, go ahead and let us know. 1-866-LV-ROCKS or Las Vegas Local 383-8120. Call in and rage on about the debate. Does Flying J have a chin? You have a chin, man. It's there, man. It's right in front of me. I can see it. You have a jaw, do you not?
Yeah, but it chin camouflage.
Chin camouflage.
That was my goatee.
That's your goatee.
The bad part about it is you didn't even notice it.
Yeah, I did, because it's so natural.
Well, I have like a little 5 o'clock shadow going there.
I guess it does.
The great part about it is it didn't go down to the skin, so I was able to salvage a little bit of it. I mean, because I tell you, if my mustache went down to the skin, I would look, oh my God, like Herman Munster or something.
Yeah. So. You know what? Let's go ahead and play another song. This, to me, is a killer song. I just totally dig this one right there. And I know you're going to, like be taken back, dude, remember, like, you know, your youth and everything when you hear this.
I had no youth.
You had plenty of youth.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
She destroyed it.
No. You know
I'm
what?
An old fucking man.
You have plenty of youth right there.
Yeah.
Tell us about the time you stole a car.
You know what?
And drove it into a dumpster.
When haven't I stole a car? Okay, yeah. So I stole a car. Big deal.
You know? Stole a car.
And the way we got rid of it was we basically, you know, put a brake on a tire, you know, put in the drive, jumped out, and... voila. Went right into the dumpster. Dumpster went up about, I don't know, 15 feet or so. It went pretty high, man. That's an exaggeration. It probably was more like 7 or 8 feet, but it sure looked pretty.
That's pretty funny. You've had plenty of interesting adventures in your youth right there.
Yeah.
Now, there's one in particular right there. Apparently, you're from Texas.
Yes.
You spent a good amount of time there, and you're a comic book fan.
Yes.
And this happened to afford you something very interesting. The golf course.
Yes.
And the sand trap. Tell us that story.
I don't know if any of you guys know this, but Wonder Woman from the 1970s, Linda Carter.
Linda Carter.
Actually lives in Fort Worth, Texas, at least the last time I checked. And she really lived like right across Roaring Springs Road from the apartment complex that I used to live in. And it was on a country club. And, of course, she had a sand trap. It was right off the golf course. She had this big sand trap that's right in front of it. And we used to spend a lot of our time drawing naked pictures of Wonder Woman in the sand trap and yelling all kind or writing all kinds of obscenities and how we would like to bang the wonderful woman that she is, Linda Carter. You know, and, well, we did that for a while until she sent German Shepherds on us. So we didn't go back there anymore. We didn't feel welcomed.
So Linda Carter sent German Shepherds on you.
Two
of them.
Yeah, we barely got away with our fucking lives.
Barely got away with your lives, and you're drawing obscene. Give us an example of what you would write in the sand.
Lasso my dick with your lasso of truth. You know, stupid shit like that.
Lasso my dick with your lasso of truth. You wrote this in Linda Carter's sand trap.
Ride my invisible plane.
Ride my invisible plane.
You know.
Appropriate, because apparently Linda Carter has caught many a man's balls.
Indeed.
On the golf course right there in her sand trap.
Yes.
In her sandy trap. That's very interesting.
Very, very sandy trap.
You have some other interesting stories, too.
I do. A few.
Tell us about Ninja Hill.
Ninja
and the clan.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, well, it wasn't... The actual name of this hill wasn't Ninja Hill, but that's what we called it. It was the 80s, you know, everybody's watching American Ninja and all this bullshit. So we dubbed it Ninja Hill, and it stuck, you know. I'm pretty sure that the people that still live in this apartment complex, Call It Ninja Hill, just off of Burton Hill. Okay. One day, it's so long ago, I barely remember. You know, we like to explore the woods and all that and just, like, find bullshit to do, you know. And we went climbing up into the deep, dark areas of Ninja Hill. And me and my African-American friend, Greg, and my slightly retarded buddy, Chris Gilligan, accompanied me. And, well, you know, we happened upon a lovely Klan rally.
You came across a Klan yes. rally in the woods.
In the woods. In a clearing in the woods. Crosses of burning guys in white robes. And, you know, sometimes I forget that I'm not Caucasian. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So I really just was like, I didn't think. And then, but the one brother that we had with us, well, he was scared shitless.
Understandable, because the Klan hates black people, apparently.
Yes.
Well, not apparently. You know they do.
Yeah.
And so you ran.
We ran like hell.
And I heard that your slightly dumb friend, what happened to him?
What the hell happened to Chris?
You said he was
running. He ran into an electric fence.
He ran into an electric fence.
And that was funny as shit.
And he got electrocuted.
Yeah. That was great. You know. The minorities were able to leap the fence. He ran right into it. He didn't know why we jumped. He just ran right into it. Yeah.
What happened? Were there sparks?
Actually, there was. It actually burnt like three lines in his shirt. Yeah. And he was crying and all that, and that's great. Yeah.
That's great. So you have had run-ins with Wonder Woman writing obscenities yes. outside of her house in her sand trap, mm-hmm. and you even had a brush with the Klan.
A brush with the Klan.
So you've had a very interesting life, Flying Jane. You have many more tales, and I know you've told us about some of the other stories and things
that
happened.
Pissing in light sockets.
If you're curious about Flying J's tale of urinating into a light socket, go ahead and check the archive. Because remember, if it's not live, it's in the archive.
Yes.
You can go ahead and check that out at spankwagon.net. Spankwagon.net is the home of Spankwagon Radio.
That was a good lead in there.
Thank you.
Nice.
Yeah. And here's a song that I love to listen to. And it's part of both our youths, I would imagine, because I know you've got to dig this song. I know you've got to, because I know I did. And I know that this is something, you know, back from, back in the day, man. So this would be something you really like. Let's go ahead and let's get to the next song. Needs no introduction, but we're going to give it one anyway. Beastie Boys with Sabotage.
We'll be right back.
Okay, that was Beastie Boys with Sabotage. And apparently we had a bit of sabotage ourselves. It was a complete accident on our half right there. I bumped the table and it skipped. I didn't realize the CD player was that touchy.
You're crazy. I like you, but you're crazy, man.
Oh, man. That's a good song, though. I really dig on Beastie Boys. Beastie Boys is a good group right there.
Yeah, that's one of Manny's favorites.
I'm going to get a lot of time hearing about Mandy.
Go ahead, play Barry Manilow.
Play some Barry Manilow. I'm not near the laptop right now, and I really don't want to kill the rest of my listeners right here.
I get a kick out of you.
You know what? Let's go ahead. Let's get everybody here onto a techno kind of tip right there. Let's go ahead and play another great song, something I really dig myself right there.
How's some Two Live Crew?
Two Live Crew? Yeah, I don't have any Two Live Crew right now. Well, good. We'll talk about it during the break if there's anything you'd like to hear, for especially stuff you love to listen to when you drive.
But the Kool-Aid song.
The Kool-Aid song? I don't know.
I make Kool-Aid for my family.
Don't know that one.
I get pitcher after pitcher.
Don't know the Kool-Aid song. But you know what? Let's go ahead and hook you guys up with this one right here. This is a killer-ass song you'll all completely dig. I know it. Spankwagon.
Baby got a heart attack. Baby got a pain on tap. Baby gives us all the time.
that was Fluke with Atom Bomb. I love that song. It's a great song. That's a cool ass song. Like if you're like you play at night, you know, like especially like if you're like coming down like the hill in Vegas, you know, like Summerlin Parkway, or you know, going through tunnels that are lighting up.
Yeah,
and shit
or
like that,
or hunting vampires at vampire raves.
No.
What?
No. I'm talking about driving, not quoting kinds of movies it's from.
Oh.
No.
Okay. Yeah, just checking. You know. I mean, getting tattoos on the back of your head.
Tattoos on the back of your head. Glyphs.
Yeah.
Yes. No glyphs.
No glyphs.
No, we're not going to give everybody glyphs. No. All
right, fine.
What, are you depressed?
You think? Wow, do you really have to ask me that question?
No, that's a great idea, Flying J. How would you like a prize from Spankwagon Radio? Go ahead and get a tattoo of our logo, and Claude will send you a $20 gift certificate.
Wow, sounds like a bargain.
That's right, man. Because you know what? People got to eat, too.
Right. Pay the rent. You know.
That's right. Remember, Spankwagon is a lot more discreet in, you know.
Well, you know, I know.
Than goldenpallets.com being plastered all over you.
I know how Star Wars ends.
You know how Star Wars ends.
I read the graphic novel.
Well, you know, Spankwagon has a very good propensity for pissing off our listeners and angering them, so why don't you go ahead and spoil it for everyone?
Well, no, I mean, let's just say, it's obvious. Everybody dies.
Yes.
You know, Mace Windu gets his arms cut off.
Mm-hmm.
Let me think. Oh, Anakin and
Obi-Wan,
you know, getting a throwdown because Anakin thinks that Obi-Wan is banging his chicky poo.
And but by this time, Anakin is already Darth Vader.
No. Well, he's gone over to the dark side. Yes.
Yes.
And they're fighting on a volcano and shit, and fucking each other up. You know, I don't remember what happened to Yoda. I was kind of thumbing through it.
Yoda loses the fight against Emperor Palpatine and banishes himself to Dagobah.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's had some inadequacy issues, you know, I guess. Mm-hmm. But you know, and of course, you know, Padme.
Padme dies.
Yes, but do you know how she meets her maker?
In childbirth, I hear.
Yes.
Yes.
So
when she gives birth to Luke and Leia.
Yeah.
Now, what's that guy's name? Jimmy Smits.
Jimmy Smits.
He plays.
He dies on ER, not in Star Wars.
Yes, thank you. No, he's the dude from that planet that Leia's from, dude. What the fuck? Organa.
Organa.
Right. Yeah.
Orgasmo.
You know, Orgasmo's on DVD now. Pretty
great.
Exciting,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, we should interview Jizmaster Zero. I should give you guys that picture that I have of me with Ron Jeremy.
You have a picture of yourself and Ron Jeremy.
I do.
Why that's not up on the mantle next to MLK... Kennedy and Lincoln.
You know,
I don't know.
I'm working on it, but you know, the heartless, soulless bitch of a wife that I have has all my belongings and.
Well, not for long. We're gonna have to break them out because, you know, everyone wants your projector TV.
I fucking like that projector TV.
Yes, I know.
I love that projector TV. Okay, that you know what? And you, being a child of the '80s, should appreciate it too.
Flying J has this bitch in projector TV with three color guns down below with a mirror that you can put your hands in front of to block the colors as they come up. It's pretty fucking cool. You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking that right now it's about time for Mad Props for Everybody!
Yes!
That's right. Spankwagon Radio now wants to give props to you, the listener, and thank you for paying attention to us, the co-hosts, and the radio host of this fine show of ours. That is why it is now time for you to receive Mad Props. First up in the chat room we have... Trencher.
Mad props, right?
Okay, put some feeling into it.
Okay, are you ready with that?
Do some deep.
All right.
Mad props.
All right.
Well, that'll be a set of land. Okay.
You do the mad props.
Okay, you gotta go, mad props.
Yeah, but
like
see,
that.
My balls are gone, you know. Remember, they're
still, growing back.
Yeah,
they...
but no, they're not. They're still transplanted.
Not yet.
Okay,
anyhow. Next up in the chat room, we have Ikari. Mad props. Moving on down the list, next we want to give accolades out to Smoothie. Mad props. Okay, back off the mic.
Trying things out here. Come on.
Going on down the list, next we have to give our props and respects out to. Toe, the guy responsible for Ars Anime. Mad props! So you've got your own flavor, that's good.
Up next, finally, last but not least, simply because he chooses to have a name that is later on down the line in the alphabet right there, it is Virtual One!
Mad Props!
Okay, there we go.
That was probably one of the worst Mad Props I think you guys
Flying J, the man who cannot operate a clicker liquor pop.
It's complicated, okay?
You had it turned the wrong way, dude. And it's not fucking Karate Kid with the little fucking drum with the strings and shit.
I guess flies with chopsticks.
You know what I'm thinking right now? I think that we need to go ahead. Trencher wanted to kill Mad Props, man, but it's just too good to give up. Because we have a very special Mad Props. Someone I think that you'll be very angry with and happy to hear that they're dead, actually. Let's go ahead now. Or not Bad Props. I'm sorry, Dead Celebrity of the Week.
Yeah, you kinda like, I'm like looking at you like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, let's go ahead. Let's go ahead. Let's go on to Dead Celebrity of the Week. This week's Dead Celebrity of the Week is hated yet famed feminist anti-male writer Andrea Dworkin.
Wow.
Andrea Dworkin, who lived up in Washington State, they say she had been suffering for a number of years from a number of ailments, including osteoarthritis. She was openly gay since 1974 or so, or at least before that, and began living with her other...
Domestic partner,
thank you. Someone by the name of Stollenberg.
Stollenberg.
And as she went through on her writing, she told of her tales about being a prostitute. She was a rape victim and a battered wife. Andrea Dworkin used to say that her experiences as a child started out... innocently enough, until she was raped at a very young age inside of a movie theater. As she went on, she was a battered wife, etc., etc., got away from that, she was a prostitute, and so on and so forth. A very tragic life. However, Andrea Dworkin seems to have a little bit more than a tragic life going on to her name, and actually in a legacy of hatred of men. Andrea Dworkin actually said that the act of sexual intercourse itself was a violent act simply because someone had to A, be on top, and B, had to be penetrated, and that is actually rape in itself. Andrea Dworkin had 27 books, or excuse me, a number of books, first published when she was 27, my apologies, credited to her name. She wrote of things as alternatives to regular sex, promoting everything from homosexuality to incest and bestiality. Wow. Because these would be less intrusive relationships.
Just beating your loved one with a stick?
Yes.
Ah, that's great.
Andrea Dworkin claimed that in 1999 that she was actually raped in a Paris hotel room. Authorities have actually disputed this, saying that her wounds and things such as that were not really consistent, appear to be self-inflicted rather than caused by a third party. She's claimed two men raped her. And, of course, their biggest defense is...
Oh, yeah,
the
she's
way
hot.
Yeah. I would fucking hit it with a Chrysler.
Yeah, I wouldn't fuck her with your dick.
No way. Hell no. So, Andrea Dworkin, dead, 58 years old.
Right,
and
question.
Thank God.
Can someone be openly straight?
Can someone be openly straight? I would think that alpha males are openly straight.
Yeah, I'm openly straight.
Somebody that walks around talking about poontang, things like that.
That would make a great t-shirt. Akari, make your fortune. Openly straight. That's all I need to say. Openly straight.
That's right. Openly straight. Another one's that say, sorry, guys, I eat pussy.
Yep. Oh, stop.
Yeah.
You're breaking my heart, sweetie.
There you go. You'd wear that shirt, wouldn't you?
I'm like the anti-fucking, what is his name? Andrea Dworkin.
You're the anti-Andrea Dworkin.
Yeah.
So you believe in heterosexual sex. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Not that it's a fairy tale. I know it has to exist. I've heard of it before.
Wow, penetration. What a concept. Jesus Christ. You know what? We need to go find some vagina to penetrate now.
What are all these straight guys raving about? Let's try it.
There has to be something about it. They said it was an abomination. No.
Well, Well, apparently at least 6 billion people at this time on Earth can't be wrong.
Can't be wrong, you know. The whole procreation thing.
Andrea Dworkin, though, finally dead. And I say finally dead because, you know,
she
was a dangerous woman, dude.
I killed a bitch in my hatred of her.
Now, I must say, though, Andrea Dworkin's death does bring some closure to my life.
And how's that?
I used to read these Hustler cartoons and stuff, you know, for my dad's collection.
Yeah.
You know, Hustler publishes the first nude pictures of Andrea Dworkin, and it shows guys ripping their eyes out and shit.
Yeah.
It's an old Trosley cartoon. And, yeah, now that I know what she looks like, dude, that makes complete sense to me.
Yeah.
So, thank you, Andrea Dworkin, for at least dying.
Yeah. Tell the devil I'll be there with bells on.
With bells on.
Yeah. You know, because remember that, again, I have to get into a romantic relationship with the devil so he can leave me and break my heart.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're feeling a little down of ourselves today, aren't we?
Yeah.
Well, don't worry, Flying J. You'll go ahead and you'll feel better in no time. You know what?
Why do birds suddenly appear?
I only have a superstar.
Superstar.
I do have Top of the World, and I have a California Dreamin' cover by the Carpenters.
Cool.
Unfortunately, I'm not quite able to bring up all the music on the fly for this show right here because my laptop is so spread out, but hey, that's quite all right.
Do you have Elvis Nirvana?
Do I have Elvis Nirvana?
Yeah, remember.
No, I don't.
You've heard it, though.
Yes.
Come as you are.
Yeah, it's some guy. This guy actually sings in it, like, as an Elvis impersonator, but
good, though.
Yeah, he's fantastic. He sounds great. But he sings Nirvana songs, like if Elvis were to be still alive and did covers of Nirvana. So he's like, come as you are, as you were,
and as I want you to be.
Yeah, it's very tragic sounding, I gotta say.
Yeah.
It really is.
The king, we barely knew ye.
I still don't know him. Shit.
Daddy!
No. I always got to wonder, why do people associate sideburns with Elvis? I mean, I know this should be painful.
Because it's the easiest fucking thing to do to make
plenty
yourself
of people
look
wear
hot.
Sideburns.
Yeah, but not those fucking razor blade mutton chops you got.
Well, I've trimmed them back a little bit, as you can see.
No.
All right, well, trust me, I have. Everyone in the studio audience sitting at home playing the home game of Spangwagon Radio will have to just kind of believe me right there. Anyhow,
what do we sit here just like looking at each other? What are you gonna say?
Trench says, "Play my request." What was your request? I missed it in the chat room, Trench. Go ahead, type it in real quick, and I'll go ahead and I'll see if I can get it for you. Yes, but we have some very good music right here. If Trencher doesn't hurry up, I know you have it. You ripped it from me. I don't know what you are talking about. I missed that completely. We still got some good music right there. I got something really good. In the meantime, let me go ahead and cut into that. This is a cool-ass song that I really like to listen to at night. You know, it's kind of cool, you know, especially if it's like a new moon out and stuff. And I just love it because it's something that makes me want to drive fast and kind of check my car. Well, you know, like when there's a new moon. You know.
Oh, anyhow.
Let's go ahead and let's get to this one right here. Let's go ahead and jump this one. Spangwagon Radio, only available at Spangwagon, or excuse me, only available on the internet. Spangwagon Radio is based off of Spangwagon.net. Spangwagon, we'll be back.
I'm happy. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine. In a bag, I'm useless. But not for long, the future is coming on. I ain't happy, I'm feeling glad I got sunshine. In a bag, I'm useless. But not for long, the future is coming on. It's coming on, it's coming on. It's coming on, it's coming on. It's coming on, it's coming on.
Finally, someone let me out of my cave. Now, time for me is nothing cause I'm counting no A's. Nah, I couldn't be there. Nah, you shouldn't be scared. I'm good at repairs and I'm under each snare. Intangible, bet you didn't think so, I command you to. Panoramic view, look, I'll make it all manageable. Pick and choose, sit and lose, all you different crews. Chicks and dudes, who you think is really kicking tunes. Picture you getting down in a prison tube. Like you lit the fuse. You think it's fictional, mystical, maybe. Spiritual hero who appears in you to clear your view when you're too crazy. Life is to those a definition for what life
life is priceless to you because I put you on the high shit and like it. Gun smoke, you're righteous with one token. Psychic among no possess you with one go.
I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. The future is coming on. Ain't happy. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. The future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on.
The essence of basics. Without it, you make it. Allow me to make this. Childlike in nature, rhythm, you have it or you don't, that's a fallacy, I'm in them. Every sprouting tree, every child of peace, every cloud and sea. You see with your eyes, I see destruction and demise, corruption in the skies, from this fucking enterprise. Now I'm sucked into your lives through rust, so not in muscles, but professing to provide for me as a guide. Y'all can see me now, cause you don't see with your eye, you perceive with your mind, that's the inner. So I'ma stick around with rust and be a mentor, bust a few rhymes, so motherfuckers remember what the thought is. I brought all this so you can survive when law is lawless.
Right,
feeling sensations that you thought was dead. No squealing, remember that it's all in your head.
Hey, it happened. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. The future is coming on. Hey, it happened. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. My future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. My future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. My future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. My future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. My future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. My future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. My future.
Gorillaz with Clint Eastwood. I have no idea what the fuck it has to do with Clint Eastwood. But you like that song. You apparently dig it.
Yeah, I do.
It's a good song, isn't it?
Well, I mean, like I said, it almost sounds like the guy's convincing himself, even though the song is slightly melancholy.
Mm-hmm.
However, the guy is almost convincing himself that, yeah, you know what? I am going to be happy. So.
That's right. Now, check this out. I want to get your opinion on this one right here. This is very interesting. Now, you're looking for love, of course. Indeed you are.
Why do you ask?
Well, I have a very interesting thing right here. This is a collection of teachers in the past, a couple of years or so, that have had sex with their students. A couple even got pregnant. So you tell me. I think there's still kind of some hope out there for you. I think you're just looking in the wrong places.
Yeah, I mean, if a 14-year-old could bang it out with his 25-year-old teacher...
What do you think of that one? This is, by the
Holy
way,
shit.
This is www.dumbassdaily.com/...
Only gives them a 65 in our class?
You have to get in your pregnant.
What a fucking cunt. I'm serious.
She ain't bad looking, though.
No, she's not. No, she's not.
Looking
Would you like a little soul?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Dang. Can I bleed the cream in your coffee? Chocolate love.
That's right. Here
Brown
we go.
Brown sugar.
How about this one?
You know, I probably would. Not with your dick. Wow. Ms. And I
Robinson.
Thought things couldn't get worse. Oh, here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. That's funny.
This is her name, too. How about that?
All right. She kind of has that housekeeper look.
Now, she had sex with three boys at the same time.
Wow, she's a regular champ.
That's right, man. Can't leave those college days behind.
And how old were these? Oh, 17?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, they're almost, man. Come on, give her a break. God dang, man. Who fucking beat her up before that picture?
She's 27 years old, and she hit it with a 12-year-old boy.
That's just fucking sick, man. But that 12-year-old boy, hey, way to go, champ. Damn, it grows some lips, lady. Shit. What's the point in buying lipstick?
Now, there's the soul sister back there.
Oh, the one that gave her kids lap dances. Huh. Is that a teacher? Hi.
Let's see if we can find the other one right there. Now, this is the one that actually went down in Florida, and she started like doing the motorcycle magazine poses and stuff in the bikini.
Okay.
How about that?
And she had sex with a high school student?
Yeah.
What happened to her face?
I don't know, man. It's Florida. There you go. How about that?
That's not a teacher.
Oops, yeah. Never mind.
That's a victim? Ooh, baby. Damn, where have you been?
50-year-old music teacher.
Nice.
Had an affair with a student and her father. And the student was 11 years old.
Wow, you know what? Hey, Dad. That's great. We're really bonding. Let's share the same woman.
How about that one?
Oh, Mama Mary.
She got caught having sex.
Man, she got Salma Hayek thing going.
Yeah, with her own toddler. In the back seat.
Man, get the fuck out of here.
For real.
Man, that is some sick... Where do you find this shit, man? Holy shit.
I'm just saying, man.
Don't cry for me, Argentina. Come here, Junior.
I'm thinking... Toddler
meaning like 3 to 5?
Yeah, her own son was in the back.
Oh, was having... I thought she was saying having sex with her.
No, okay. She's having sex with her student while her toddler was in the back.
Okay, now that's still mean, too. That's fucked up.
See, that's
the
thing.
Was her husband there, too?
Was her husband? No, apparently not. They got caught right there. See, you need to start cruising the schools to look for dates, but you shouldn't be looking at the students, man, because apparently teachers are sluts, from what I'm reading right there.
Now,
I know Mark's wife is
yeah, I was
the
about
teacher,
to say that.
But check this out. I'm not saying it's all teachers right there,
Ms.
but
Trencher,
I...
Ms. Trencher, you're
She seems
You're not included.
She's pretty pious because she stays with the Trench, but some of her friends that are teachers
She'd
that I've met
way better than him though. I'm kidding.
Wow, dude, Jesus, you trying to make a play?
No, are you fucking?
Wow, look at the uncomfortable level that
you
just popped
up.
Yeah,
you know what? That's I'm a shallow motherfucker, okay? But god damn, man, why would I want to bring any kind of pain that I'm going through right now to anybody else, okay? I am not one of the fucking horsemen of the apocalypse, all right, when it comes to relationships. Trench, don't worry. Stay secure.
Well, it's good to know that you can keep it in your pants when it counts. Let's go ahead. This is a driving song I guess Trencher likes. This was a request that came across the lines. This is Corner Shop with Brim Full of Asher. Oops.
Wrong song. Hey, you are on today, man. On fire.
I noticed. Spankwagon.net. Spankwagon will be right back. Thank you.
That is Corner Shop with Brimful of Ash. Trencher says it's not really a driving song, but he did request it.
Well, you know, it does sound like a driving song to me. You know,
it's a happy-go-lucky kind of melody.
I can see me rolling to TJ to get, you know, cheap beer and cheaper women.
Don't get snackered up.
Yeah.
Cheap beer and cheap women. You get those Toredo's malt liquors for 50 cents a bottle.
You should come to Rio with me.
Rio? When are you going to Rio?
I don't know, but I'm going to be saving up 1,200 bucks.
You're seriously going to go to Rio?
Yeah, 1,200 bucks, hotel.
Is it going to be one of those sex tours?
It could very well be.
I know that the problem in Rio is that a lot of women down there are infected with AIDS and HIV.
Okay.
Which is what really ruined the porn industry.
You know what? Great. Now you just, you know...
I'm just saying, man.
Killed my high on that one.
I'm sorry, dude. Maybe are you infected? Before you know, stick it in, dude.
That can happen here.
Yeah. You know, take those kind of precautions, I suppose.
Okay, well, never mind. I'm not going to Rio now.
You can go elsewhere, dude. Go to Utah.
Go where?
Go to Utah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Utah sex tour, yeah. There's an oxymoron
you
statement.
You can look at the top of my sock.
You can look at the top of my sock.
That's hot. Mama's good to you. Yeah. Great. Fuck that. You can go on a polygamy sex fest.
Polygamy sex fest.
Yeah.
Why don't you do that? Why don't you become Mormon so you can get a whole bunch of wives?
Yeah.
And that way you can threaten damnation if they try to leave
nice
you.
Nice little shout out to L. Spank there. Or whatever his name is.
Would you tell me who you're giving shout out?
Van Smack.
Van Smack.
Yeah, you know,
he El Smack.
Wasn't he married to a Mormon?
Yes, he was.
Yeah,
he
that went well, didn't it? Came home one day and he had nothing in his house.
Quite literally nothing. Did they even leave the computer behind?
I don't
know.
Think so.
I'm not sure, but you know that maybe you'll have better luck.
I doubt it.
No, you won't. My lying too.
But I do think I have a certain, a more refined charm and charisma.
Uh-huh. That you do. As we wrap up the show, I got one final song. This is like a slow driving song right there. I didn't get it, and I have a couple slow driving songs, one of which was Bleeding Me by Metallica. But I always dig on this song, too. This is always a cool song that, you know, obviously it's almost like a cliche, such as Born to Be Wild, but still, man, I dig it, and I think this is a fantastic song. After this, we'll come back. And we'll wrap up. But this right here is going to be the final driving song of the night right there. You're all going to love it. And you'll recognize it. Spankwagon Radio, spankwagon.net. Thank you. And another signpost gone. And that was Gwar with The Road Behind. And, of course, at that point right now, it is the end of the show, unfortunately. This is the time where we, the hosts, have to go home and be just like you, the listeners, and sit there in front of our computers alone. Jay's very torn up by that. I can tell.
Yeah, I'm going to go home and hug my pillow and cry. Cry to myself. Think about the better times.
All right, now here's the fun part right there. Normally I let Trench go ahead and do this section right there, but problem.
He's not here.
Yes, so I have no clue who to thank. So let's go ahead.
Trench is suckling his pet monkey right now.
We're looking at a picture of some woman on the BBC. All right, so we want to go ahead and give a shout out to LazyCode.net, Mr. Man. Let's see who else we have to thank. LazyCode.net. Did I say that?
Yeah, LazyCode.net.
LazyCode.net. There is LV Rock Studio.
Yeah, we got a big props to LV Rocks.
Yes, mad ups to them.
Yeah.
Big
shizzle,
ups.
For shizzle.
Faux shizzle. Yeah, our co-nizzles. Anyhow, who the hell else do we normally have to thank here?
I don't know, but you sound a really Caucasian.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. So, yeah, basically, thank you to everybody Trincher normally thanks right there. Would you like to give a shout-out to anybody?
I'd like to give a shout-out to my my whore of an ex-wife.
Well, that's nice. So, Jay gives a shout-out to his ex-wife whore.
I hope you enjoy that Italian sausage.
All right, there we go. So, apparently she's going to be eating Italian tonight.
But I'm not angry.
But he's not angry because he'll be eating Thai. So, we'll go ahead and thank you, everyone, for listening to Spank Wagon Radio. I, of course, am the quadraphonic Ayatollah himself, Clyde Balls. Next to me is...
And I am the slightly new transformed, but yet... bitter.
It's the happy-go-lucky Flying J, the new and improved version right there, where he actually has a set of balls, and we're all prouder for him on that one right there. So, this has been Spankwagon Radio. You can go ahead. Oh, that's right. That's who. Oh, yeah. Radio 306, and who the fuck else do we have to thank?
I don't know, but
somebody
this
else.
Is really fucking professional.
I'm trying to think. I don't have
to
listen in front of me.
Man. I think we're listening to a real radio show now.
Yeah, thanks to the people in Florida and Canada. So, Spankwagon, only available only available on the internet. Spankwagon, you can find out more about us at spankwagon.net. And as usual, if it's not live, it's in the archive. And go ahead and check out other fine shows as well, broadcasting live from the LV Rock Studio. I'm Claude Balls, and this is...
Flying J.
And we'll see you guys next week, and hopefully Trincher will be here. Spankwagon.
Fuck off.